His diagnosis indicating on Beverly Ross, R-O-S-S, Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Beverly Ross, R-O-S-S, R as in Robert.
Date of birth is?
10/29/32. Date of visit is 11/6/23.
Please make a copy for
Candice Mayross. That is C-A-N-D-I-C-E, Candice. Mayross is M-A-I-R-O-S, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Oh, I'm sorry. Also make a copy for Elsakar, Ashraf Elsakar, A-S-H-R-A-F, Ashraf. Ashraf, A-S-H-R-A-F, Elsakar, E-L-S-A-K-R, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. And next paragraph is from Dallas. This is a 91-year-old female who has a past history of persistent cough, shortness of breath, and yellow-green expectoration for the past 6 to 8 months. Had undergone cardiac evaluation recently and had a EKG done in September 23, showed non-specific T wave changes, and no acute changes. The patient has been having difficulty ambulating and has pain in her legs and has no significant leg swelling. The chest x-ray done on 6/6/23 showed minimal patchy densities in the lingula of the left upper lobe. And may suggest an inflammatory infiltrate. Period. The patient has no fever, so chills, no night sweats or hemoptysis, denies weight loss, and has had no reflux, nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of hypertension and history for fractured pelvis following a fall. She also had right knee surgery and ORIF of a right hip fracture, and has had right shoulder surgery times two, and cardiac catheterization with stenting times two, and had a cholecystectomy and cataract surgery in both eyes with implants. She has had carpal tunnel release surgery and trigger finger surgery and left elbow surgery. Also had right partial hip replacement. Next paragraph. Medalist included aspirin 1 daily, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, isodil 30 milligrams a day, propranolol 20 milligrams, 2 tablets in the morning, and nitrostat as needed.
Thanks, paragraph.
Habits the patient denies smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke for more than 20 years.
No significant alcohol use. And she worked in banking.
Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of unknown causes. Mother died of lung disease. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Has fatigue, no weight loss. She had cataracts removed and has double vision. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has abdominal pains and reflux. She has no diarrhea, constipation. She has arm pain and calf muscle pain. She has depression and joint swelling and stiffness. She has no easy bruising, denies enlarged glands, no headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and no blackouts. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is pale, alert, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 108, saturation 94. HG&A norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thank you, Mahesh Nesma, because the matter so was clear. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few crackles at lung bases. With scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number 1 is chronic cough that recurrent bronchitis, and number 2 is history of coronary artery disease. Number 3 is aortic valve stenosis. Number 4 is hypertension, and number 5 is probable mild COPD. Next paragraph. Plan, the patient will go for a CT chest to evaluate for any lung nodules and also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC and IgE level were ordered. She was placed on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 10 days for acute bronchitis. And also placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPR, then copy of her recent labs will be requested. And follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Dr. Ashraf Elsakar, A-S-H-R-A-F Elsakar. MD. And primary physician is, I'm sorry, primary provider is Candace Meros, APRN. Thank you for this consultation.